This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're learning how to cook Greek cuisine. Lori Constantino has been cooking Greek food for more than 30 years. She's written cookbooks on the subject, presented demonstrations, and today she's teaching a one-on-one class with her student, Nora.
Turn the burner on high.
What pan do you want to use?
No pan.
We're putting it right over the fire.
The it they are currently fire roasting is an eggplant. And the recipe?
Melanzana salato. You chop up the eggplant, you chop up the red peppers, you mix olive oil and garlic and some herbs in, and you serve it either as a dip or a spread, or it's really good.
Nora originally came under Constantino's tutelage with one simple goal in mind.
I wanted to learn how to cut an onion, because I could never cut an onion the same way or evenly or correctly at all. So Lori said that she wanted someone to teach how to cook, and I said I could probably learn how to cut an onion if I did that.
Now, several lessons into her training, she seems to be handling herself well. But things didn't begin that way.
I cut myself on knife lesson day. I think like my first cut.
Was that day one?
Yep, day one.
But you weren't following the instructions.
No, I wasn't. It was totally my fault. She makes it look really easy and it's not. Okay, this one is.
Having a stranger with a microphone probably doesn't help either.
The pressure is on.
Today isn't just about teaching for Constantino. She's also testing out a few recipes for her second cookbook, including a dessert corn cake and an eggplant pilaf. The new book will feature dishes from her massive cookbook library, mostly from what she calls her community cookbooks, books that were either self-published or not at all. Constantino discovered her love for Greek cooking after she married her husband, who's Greek. She says her favorite thing about the cuisine is its simplicity and its emphasis on using local ingredients.
It's the original locavore style of eating, making what you have locally that's in season, and it's all based on freshness. If you're in Greece and you say to a woman, "I love your melanzana salata," she'll say, "Oh no, it's not me, it's the ingredients, you know, they're fresco, fresco, fresco."
Speaking of ingredients, it's time to check on our eggplant that's still roasting on the stovetop.
Turn it up on the end so that you can get...
Like this way? Or the bottom?
See that bottom is...
So the bottom.
The bottom, burning its bottom. Should just...
Like roast it like a marshmallow?
I'm trying to teach her in a way that she doesn't need to rely on a cookbook. She can, but she understands all the ingredients, because that's really what you need to do to be able to cook easily, is know how different ingredients react.
And after about 5 minutes, we check on how the eggplant is reacting to the paper bag it's been steaming in.
The hotter they are, the easier the skin comes off. But it's a balancing act between your fingers and the pepper.
I don't know how brave I want to be. I can do it.
Nora isn't just learning to cook today. She's also doing her own research for an essay that will be featured in Constantino's cookbook. The book will showcase all kinds of profiles on cooks and their experiences with the recipes. Constantino says that part of her research has been a real delight.
I was sitting in the living room, surrounded by all these cookbooks, and I felt like I was in some kind of, you know, powwow with all these women who were giving me advice on how to make everything. It was very kind of, I don't know.
Zen,
sort of spiritual. Well, it's, you know, people who are long dead. Their recipes.
It's their legacy, exactly.
Today is a one-on-one session, but Constantino frequently teaches Greek cooking classes to the public, including several this month at the Central Lutheran Church in Anchorage. She says coming to the decision to teach was complicated, but the reason was simple.
Food is all about making people happy and welcoming people and making everything better. And it really felt like a positive way to spend my time. And then people just started asking me to do classes.
It's looking like our session is just about over. Our melanzana salata is ready, save for some final touches.
Salt, does it need lemon?
I think it needs salt.
And lemon. Just salt.
That's really good.
Okay, so that's good.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.